Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
When you set me free, it didn't bother me, but you left some stuff in me. That
Welcome to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Is that Billy Bob singing?
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
Cool. The Boxmasters, Billy Bob Thornton. Name of the band. We're talking to Billy Bob and the guitar player,
yeah.
J.D. Andrew. Later this half hour.
Rhythm guitar.
All right. T-Surfing is the name of the album. Craig in the house. Adam Farrar later on. Adam's got a gig on
Criminal Minds
tonight.
Tomorrow night.
I got a DVR of that. He probably plays a freak pedophile or something.
You have to assume.
Yeah.
On CBS. America's most watched network.
Yes. Mm.
Some of the 237 players that had the 101-year-old David Rockefeller in the Deadpool include, but are not limited to, Mike Hot Pence Cares.
Hot Pence?
Hot Pence.
Okay.
Yeah.
I got it.
I might like that one.
Mike Pence. The next president of the United States within the year.
Minion Muff Maggot gets a hit.
Ooh.
Ooh, you don't want those.
No.
Despicable.
West Side Frosting gets a hit.
I'll give you a break for that one. That's, that was obvious but funny. Despicable.
God.
Isn't that bad? Yeah. I saw the original movie. It's pretty good, actually. With the kids.
Yeah, I didn't.
Yeah. Yeah. I know you didn't, but you knew it. You knew what it was about.
So you're not going to read that one. Yeah. More sodomy, please. Mouthful of Mo. Mr. Rogers' Truss gets a hit, as does Mrs. Dick's Peg List.
Yeah. Every time you say that, somebody wants on the list.
Here come the emails.
Yep.
But not everybody gets on the list.
No. Just because you ask doesn't mean you get on the list.
Right.
It's a selective thing.
Right. She's not 100% acceptance. She's not like Arizona State.
I forgot.
No.
I forgot.
She's a little more selective.
I forgot Billy Bob was Mr. Woodcock. That is a great movie.
Oh. See, that's an obscure one to compliment.
No, I circled Mr. Woodcock right here.
You've been circling Mr. Woodcock for years.
Mr. Woodcock is, if you haven't seen Mr. Woodcock, it's such a great movie.
Well, I forgot he played a president, too, until I brushed up this morning.
Yeah, I forgot he was in Fargo, too, the 2014 version.
Oh yeah, the second season of Fargo. He was great.
How could you forget that?
Well, I didn't forget it. I just reminded, but I'll never forget Mr. Woodcock. Go ahead.
My gas-powered throat massager gets a hit with David Rockefeller.
Gas-powered?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
You probably choke, too, while that's happening.
Navy Shower Babies gets a hit, as does One-Fisted Burrito. Party Bus Abortion, Petey's Mile High High, Windsocks, and Pocketing Urinal Pubes. All get hit. All get the hit.
Don't reach in there, folks.
Unless that's your thing.
No.
Unless that's what you like to collect.
Like David Rockefeller.
Right.
Disgusting.
There's got to be a sanitary way of going about making that collection.
I do like the name, so congratulations on the clever names you guys come up with every year on Craig's Deadpool.
Right. In fact, for next year.
And some's not so clever, but
if we're still around, we're going to find out every song that our boss Jim hates.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully someone in the Deadpool will say, Jim sucks, play.
Well, he might
hate
songs we actually play. He just doesn't play Blackout on Z92 in Omaha. You know?
It may be played elsewhere.
And
it
might be played like the Hawk. That's a finite list. Yeah. I think that list is ever added to.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, as
by the way, we're the same way. I hate a lot of songs too.
As he's explained to me,
I might hate more than Jim.
He hates people, and people make music, so therefore he hates music. That's the equation.
But he's a good program director. He knows what other people like.
Yeah. Mike Tyler. It was on this date in 1979.
Three Mile Island, yeah.
Very
yeah.
good.
I'm on Facebook.
Middletown, Pennsylvania.
I saw all the locals from my hometown.
Nuclear meltdown
Where
inside the Unit 2
Where
reactor.
Were you? Where were you?
At Three Mile Island Nuclear Power Plant, Pretty the country's worst commercial nuclear disaster.
Now, did that happen in the morning? When did they make the announcement?
It was a Wednesday. It was a Wednesday.
When did they say it was melting down? Middle of the day? Beginning of the day?
Well, it didn't melt down, remember? That was close to melting down. We were at school that day. People were coming in to take their kids out of school. We didn't leave town. Remember my grandparents left town. It was so weird. My grandparents left town, and of course they're dead now. And we all stayed.
Makes you think.
Yeah. We all stayed. Now, most of the town stayed, don't get me wrong, but there were a lot of people that actually booked.
What was worst case scenario? What was everyone worried about?
The worst case, my uncle, who's no longer with us either, was emergency preparedness for worked for the county. And I remember sitting at my grandmother's house, and which would have been his my great uncle, would have been his sister. And he was saying the worst case scenario was the meltdown, which the whole area would have been deserted for, you know, years. And I remember hearing that. And being just a kid, and I'll give my age up here, I was a senior in high school, but still not a well-rounded senior. I had a girlfriend, and that's all I cared about. You know, I didn't care about life as we know it not existing in that area. I cared about not seeing my girlfriend. I remember driving to her house, saying, my uncle just said the place could be deserted. But I also was in a science class in high school, and the guy knew a lot about what was going on. So he described the whole thing about what was happening and what was not happening.
So it
calmed the fears of our school because we all knew this guy was smart. But I unfortunately worked at a nursing home at the time, and I remember being in the nursing home that weekend working, and they told us, if anything happens, drop what you're doing, which in my case would be mopping floors, mm-hmm. and help the residents leave. And I said to my buddy, hold it. I'm 17. These people are ancient. I ain't helping anybody. I'm out of here. You know, what am I going to help an 80-year-old guy to his car?
Yes.
To a bus to save their ass?
Yes.
So it didn't happen. None of that stuff happened.
Could you imagine if that happened?
But people were thinking it was a nuclear bomb. People didn't understand what was happening. So the lay person in the street, a.k.a. Trump voters now, sorry about that. That was an easy jab. They were saying, you imagine we could blow up at any moment. I said, no. I have a science class. That's not what's happening right now.
But that's what I'm saying. If it happened today, could you imagine the bad information getting out on social media?
Oh, my God. You're right. We had no social media. You're right. You were around 79.
Yeah.
There was no social media. It was actual news and actual facts. Three Mile Island was releasing.
Yeah. My experience with Three Mile Island is, first of all, you could see it from our studio.
Right, right.
When we worked together in Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. And
you could.
I would see the stacks every time I went to buy weed from a guy in Middletown, Pennsylvania.
There you go. But you were safe. That was still only about, think about it, though. That was only 13 years after it.
Right.
When you were there.
I didn't think a thing about it. I was worried about my weed.
Middletown is a little town right on the river where actually Three Mile Island is. Harrisburg is the big city right there. So my two cousins grew up in Middletown. And my one cousin to this always bitched because he went completely bald at about 25.
Blamed it on Three Mile Island.
Yeah, but his brother has a full head of hair to this day. So I always gave him crap. I said, no, that wasn't it, dude. That wasn't it. That wasn't it. But, it was a weird time. But 38 years. Man. No, I was seven. That's right. I was only seven. I forgot.
Yeah. That's much better.
Yeah, that's probably better off.
No question. CNN reporting on a new smartphone attachment that can evaluate a man's semen and determine his level of fertility.
I'm getting a flip off already.
Yeah.
It's called
Preemptive Strike.
The Big P app is what it's called.
Preemptive Strike.
I looked up and just flipping me off.
Because I could see it coming down the road.
Hello, everybody could.
So we could do our
own.
Give
y'all the radio. Yeah, Puss has that.
Our own sperm count contest?
Yeah.
With just this app?
Yes.
Who's going to test it then? Well,
I don't know. Again.
Flip me off again.
98% accuracy.
So you just lay it on your app?
Yeah. There's an external accessory in which sperm samples are inserted and an app that analyzes them. Men are estimated.
So we don't have to go to a doctor now. We did this years ago.
We could all masturbate
right here.
You just still
are at home.
Right. You still put it in a cup?
Good idea.
Where does one make the deposit? In a cup that then gets analyzed?
Let's see here.
At some point, you're going to have to put it into the attachment of the phone for it to be analyzed.
What's this cost?
I
guess if your aim is good enough, you can just go right into it.
There has to be
some
kind of probe.
Yeah.
The test works using a combination of hardware and software technology in combination with the disposable kit and chip used to collect a man's sperm samples. Samples are inserted into the chip, which is in turn inserted into an accessory case containing lenses and an LED to illuminate and magnify the sample for capture by the phone's camera. The app records a short video of the sperm as they move around inside the chip and uses an algorithm to measure the total number of sperm, to track their movement, that's motility, and then to calculate the total numbers that are moving.
So Todd would still have to do this, and knowing he's going to be a zero, but just for the fun of it.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
All right, we should try that again. But like you said, like Craig said, probably we all trust ourselves at home to do this.
Yeah, how expensive is this?
I don't know.
The whole getup.
Well, it's not a matter. I don't know how much they're going to how much they will sell it.
The whole sample just shows up as lotion. Oh, sorry, too much. You have to drive back it like Todd.
The hardware cost is under $5. The team believes that the final product should be able to go to market at less than $50.
Yeah, we got it done for free last time, though. So,
we had a real urologist.
Yeah, he retired since then. After that day,
so you can test your sperm with an app. So now, when you get busted, you know, looking at your phone,
yeah,
taking care of yourself.
I'm testing my sperm.
Yes,
but my wife would say, "Honey, I'm fixed. So why do you want to do that?" I said, "Oh, damn, you caught me. I'm just masturbating.
It's about me, dear.
Right. Just playing a little game.
I just want to feel virile." Just want to feel virile. I got to know.
Right. Well, you can have a little online competition.
With your buddies?
Yeah.
But Craig's right. We don't need to do that right here.
Well, yeah. Put it in.
At least at the urology, we had separate rooms.
You're supposed to be out.
Don't look at me.
Right. You create another
app. You were looking.
Called Sperm Count with Friends.
I like that game.
And then you submit yours.
Hang on there.
And he submits his.
Let's not talk about it.
Billy the game Bob goes Blair. On and on. You can play against thousands of competitors.
It's the Boxmasters.
The name of the CD is T-Surfing. Easy summer.
It's called Easy Summer, that song. I like that.
And we are joined by Teddy Andriotis. I hope I pronounced that right. Organ and piano. And the drummer and the front man of the Boxmasters, Billy Bob Thornton. Thank you both for joining us.
Hey, thanks.
Thank you. Let me hear you guys. Let me hear Billy Bob talk one more time so I can get him on here.
Hey, hello.
There you go. Got you, Billy. Thank you.
Loud and clear.
Appreciate checking in. Billy, first of all, before we talk to the music real quickly, we will talk a lot about the music. I want to say anything you're in, it's interesting. So I will stop on any movie, any TV show you're in. And you're obviously great. You've heard of it a zillion times, but it's...
You make good choices.
You just make good choices.
We're big fans.
Oh, well, that's very, very kind of you. That's one of the things I try to do. I think it's maybe one of the most important things about being an artist of any kind is know who you are, you know. I always tell them, look, if you're making a movie about Charles de Gaulle, get a Frenchman.
Now, always kind of wary about that.
That's a great line.
When big name actors promote their music projects, because, for example, we find it hard to get Corey Feldman on the phone and tell him his album is good.
No.
But I'm telling you, not just because you're on the phone, this is great stuff. I had it gone nonstop for the last couple of days since we knew that you were going to be on the air with us, and I enjoy all 20 cuts or all 22 cuts of T-Surfing. I think it's a great effort.
Oh, well, thank you very much. Really appreciate that. Well, you know, we released
another one Earl here that year.
Oh, yeah, we put another one out just before that. I think this was, if I'm not mistaken, Teddy, wasn't it our eighth album we put out?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
You've been doing this for a while.
We released two double albums in 1 year.
Teddy, how'd you hook up with Billy Bob? I mean, obviously, Billy has been a musician for a long time.
I've been with Billy for about 17 years now. Actually came from Alice Cooper's band, and Billy kind of asked me what I'd be interested in, blah, 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 and I listened to his stuff, and I said, I'm here. And so I have been with Billy since it was the Billy Bob Thornton band before the Boxmasters.
Well, you picked two good people. Obviously, Alice is obviously a pretty accomplished musician himself. Billy Bob, if you had a choice back in the day, would you rather been a rock star than a movie star?
Well, I played music first.
Yeah,
I never even thought about being an actor. I was in a band from the time I was in junior high school, and then my late teens, early twenties, I was a roadie for a sound company and. Monitor engineer and all kind of stuff. So I grew up in that, and I really came to California just to play music, and kind of accidentally through this guy I met, got in an acting class, and the acting teacher said, you know what, I think you can do this, and then the next thing you know, you're on divorce court. And you make like, you know, $600, and you go, wow. I just had to kind of go with what I was making money at the time. But to tell you the truth, I love both of them equally. I kind of consider any kind of creative endeavor the same thing. I mean, you know, if Bob Dylan does a painting, it's probably going to be, you know, along the lines of what he does as a songwriter. You know what I mean? So it all comes out of the same place. And you know, I always tell people there are plenty of bands who aren't any good who've never been in a movie.
That's a great line. Now, do you like it when people show up just to see you or to see the band? I mean, people are curious because it's Billy Bob, first of all.
Well, you know, it's funny because we've been out there so long now that I think that's kind of started to dissipate.
Good.
In the beginning, that happened more. You know, like in the beginning, people just come out to see the monkey in the cage.
Right,
you know?
Right.
And
you'd always get the bar back at the sound check, who's like, you know, setting up shop in the back there, looking at it. Oh, great.
Yeah, for real.
Like, son of a.
But you know, over the years, when now that we've developed quite a cult following, you know, and so people don't really do that anymore. I mean, people usually come to the shows now because they want to hear us, and that's really, it means a lot to us.
If you want to see the Boxmasters, you can. They're going to be we have an affiliate in Laughlin, actually Lucky 98. So they're in Laughlin for, I guess that's coming this weekend. That's right, in April, and also in the Kansas City.
For 3 nights
in Kansas City. Where can people find the dates for the Boxmasters, guys?
It's you know it's so funny is. Teddy and I are on this morning because JD got the flu yesterday, and JD handles all of our like social media stuff and everything. So we're kind of like kids without their parents, without JD. And you can get it from it's www.theboxmasters.com.
Theboxmasters.com. All right.
Yeah. Where's
That's where you can get it. In Laughlin, we're going to be there. I think it's the 6th, 7th, and 8th of April. We're there
three nights.
You are correct.
Yeah.
So there may be upwards of 60 people a night there. So you better.
hurry down and get your tickets.
Billy Bob Thornton with us, and then and Teddy Andriotis. Is that pronounced that right, Teddy?
Andriotis.
Okay. Andriotis. Okay. Right. Both on the box measures, of course. Billy Bob, you know Billy Bob.
Very California sound to this, and a lot of Southern California references. How'd you come up with the name T-Surfing? Explain that one to us.
Well, my daughter, who's 12, Bella, she's really good with titles, and since that particular record is based on our love of English mod music of the 60s and the Southern California music of the 60s,
mm-hmm.
I said to her one night, I said, what are two words that go together, one from England, one from California, that would make a good album title? And she said, T-Surfing, right away. And I was like, wow.
Excellent.
Pretty perfect. We'll take it, you know. And so that's how that came about.
We were looking at your filmography, Billy, and of course there's a ton of things. We're not going to mention the obvious stuff because we know that it was great, but I do want to mention a little known comedy we always talk about that's really, really funny is You're Mr. Woodcock.
Oh, yeah. My dad was a high school coach.
Yeah.
So I didn't have to do a lot of research. He had some Woodcock-like traits.
Okay, so you channeled dad in that particular role.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know if Billy knows this, but if you look on the album cover of T-Surfing,
mm-hmm.
I'm standing behind him with the Woodcock cane.
Oh, really? Oh, okay. I didn't know.
Oh, look closer.
I didn't know that.
I slipped that in there.
The Woodcock cane.
Yeah. Well, I broke my foot while I was making Mr. Woodcock, and I had to use a cane for a while there.
Also,
not in the movie.
One more quickly. Another great movie I recommend highly because a good friend of ours is in that. We're friends with Ron White. I know that Ron loves you, and you put Ron in Jane Mansfield's car, which is a really cool movie. And Ron's a great.
Not many people saw that one, but yeah, Ron did an amazing job in that too. I love Ron. He's one of the funniest guys out there.
I recommend that movie a lot. If you want a little slice of life thing happening, it's some great actors, Kevin Bacon, Billy Bob Thornton, Jane Mansfield's Car. Check it out. It's excellent.
Oh, we could go on all day recommending Billy Bob's movie.
Boxmasters, thank you, Teddy. Thank you, Billy Bob.
Appreciate it.
And then good luck, all right?
Okay, thank you.
Guys. Come out and see us.
Appreciate your time.
Right, bye-bye.
Upwards of 60 people, we said, right? That was funny. We had a little audio problem right at the beginning, but they corrected it halfway through. So in case you tuned away, go back. We could hear him complain.
That's actually one of those things that I will go back in and fix in post.
In post, okay, good.
So we could replay that later.
But he kicked in
about halfway.
Loud and clear halfway through. And pleasantly surprised. We've seen some interviews with Billy that go sideways. But mainly from people that don't know what the hell they're doing.
Yeah, that's more.
It's got a lot to do with it.
Yeah. More on the guy doing the interview.
Yeah, exactly. So,
He's going to be in Laughlin April 6, 7, and 8 at the Riverside Resort Hotel and Casino.
Upwards of 60 people.
And
you're in the Laughlin area, Lucky 98 crowd, go see Billy Bob, man. I'd go see that show if he's close.
Knuckleheads.
Kansas City, right?
Down in Kansas City.
Theboxmasters.com is their website for all those days.
The Boxmasters.
And we love Billy Bob and anything. I still haven't seen Bad Santa 2. I don't know why.
No, I haven't either.
Haven't you really?
No.
Oh, man.
Good.
That's viewing for today.
Yeah,
have you seen it?
It's worth the time.
I'm sure it is. All right. But check out Mr. Woodcock. I often say that, by the way.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.